I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Facial hair.
Nope.
I'm already drunk. I'm not doing this.
Yes, you are.
This is horrible.
This is so good. It's Honeycrisp season, y'all. Hear that crunch. Taste the sweetness.
I tried to tell Shannon that none
of
you...
Dribbling down the side of my mouth.
That none of you guys wanted AMSR, ASMR. I already can't remember which way it is. But you guys, it is fall here in Michigan. And the apples are fresh and delicious. And
so juicy.
I can't even... I forgot my headphones. Can you... Throw them to me.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm like, why can't I hear how sweet, sweet crunching this is? Man, I found some naughty Loki AMSR shit on YouTube.
You're really in a relationship with him.
I am. He's my new husband.
Does your previous husband know this?
My current husband or my previous husband?
Any of them. Do any of your other husbands know this?
I had a pretty intense Chris Evans dream, too, the other night. I was like, he's not a god as far as I know, but you can visit anytime. Maybe we can double team.
Yeah.
That was good stuff. I want to eat them all. I've eaten so many Honeycrisp apples the last 2 days. I
bet your guts are going to feel great.
Ooh, Mom, my poops are going to be real good. There's a reason they're $20 a half pack,
yeah.
People. Gotta get them from an orchard.
Yeah. Yeah. Candy bought
Farmer's
a bunch this
marker,
year.
Farmer's market, something. Not the grocery store. Like, you gotta get some legit Honeycrisp from somewhere.
Yes. Every Michigander has a strong opinion about apples.
I got some Gala apples this year, too. I still have them in the fridge. They're still there from a month ago, because that's how awesome they are. They're just not crisp.
Yeah.
I really love a crunchy apple, so I lean heavy to Granny Smith, actually, because they're just always firm and crispy.
I don't love them because I don't love the tangy. I like more sweet, which is why I like Honeycrisp.
Well, I dip them in peanut butter and chocolate chips, and I dress them up a little bit.
Dress you up in my love.
All over.
When I was first...
Yeah, these Honeycrisp, they are going down.
They're good. When I was in Australia in 2001... my friend's gran had Pink Ladies, and they were not here in the United States yet. They were brand new. I had never heard of these apples before, and I ate a Pink Lady, at least one, every single day of my trip. And I was like, I am obsessed with these apples! And then when they came to the United States, I was so happy. I was like, fuck yes, Pink Ladies. And they were meh.
The Pink Ladies pledge to act cool, to look cool, and to be cool.
They weren't cool, were they?
Mm-mm. No.
Pink.
But I do tend to like galas. I do tend to like them.
Yeah, they're just a softer version of Honeycrisp, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Sup, Maggie?
Hi. Oh, this is interesting. So I looked up, hang on real quick. I looked up some stuff because I was curious. Cripps Pink is a cultivated variety of apple. It is one of several cultivated apples sold under the trademark name Pink Lady. Cripps Pink was originally bred by John Cripps at the Western Australia Department of Agriculture by crossing Lady Williams with Golden Delicious.
Literally sounds like a Cripps versus Blood type of apple.
Yeah, but his last name was Cripp. So you can't do anything about that. So yeah, There are multiple things about this. Pink Lady did first come about in Australia, which is why I first had it there. And that there are several different apples sold under the trademark name Pink Lady, which is why the ones I had in Australia were far superior to the Pink Ladies from here in the United States. Now we know.
Doo 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 doo. The more you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm saving seeds from these apples and I'm growing my own Honeycrisp in my backyard.
Good luck with that.
It's going to take 8 years.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely look up how to do that.
I did. I bought that TikToker plant guy. I bought his book.
Nice.
On plant hacks. And there is a section on how to grow apple trees from seeds.
Great. Yeah, because I don't think you can just plant the seeds in the ground and have it work out.
No, no. You have to start them inside like everything else.
Yes.
I have to do the paper towel method and get them to sprout.
To germinate.
And then they have to be stratified, so they have to go in the freezer for a few months.
See, this is fascinating.
And then I can, once they start sprouting, I can put them in planters.
Yeah.
And grow them. And grow them and grow them and grow them until they get big enough to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to have little apple trees living in my house till they can go outside.
Good.
I already have one apple tree. I don't think it's Honeycrisp, though. I should look that up. What did I buy? I had a list. I got distracted by Honeycrisp apples.
I mean, I think that's very fair. Do you have your own? Do you have your list?
I the only thing I'd written down so far tonight, well, I found that news story we can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I have become obsessed with a new band out of Italy. They actually won Eurovision this year.
Love that.
So they have this song called Wanna Be Your Slave.
Is that their Eurovision song or is that a different song?
No, it was a different song. They did a song in their native, in Italian, for their Eurovision song. Mm-hmm. But they did also sing this slave song in like a preliminary round or something.
Okay.
So, but they actually came in second place for X Factor Season 11 Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Their name is Måneskin.
Okay.
And it is sexy rock and roll. Like, you know when you have dirty, gritty sex? That's what their music sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very sexy looking. There's three guys and a girl, and they're all heavily eyelinered and hot.
Yeah, gotta love the hot singers.
And I'm just also convinced, since they're from Rome, that they're just vampires.
Probably.
They're like fronting a rock band like Vampire Lestat in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Look them up. They're fun. They're a nice rock, a solid rock band.
Okay.
And they also covered a Four Seasons or a Four Tops song or something too that's been pretty popular. Fudge. Vamp Maggie for 10 seconds.
I started doing NaNoWriMo this month, and I'm so stupid. Mm. What the hell is wrong with me? It is November, which is National Novel Writing Month.
Begging you. Yep, so they covered that. It's sweet. So, like, Begging and Wanna Be Your Slave and their Eurovision song are their three biggest singles right now.
Mm-hmm.
Måneskin, M-A-N-E-S-K-I-N, and they have little umlauts over the A's.
Yeah.
So they pronounce it like Måneskin.
Right. So the umlaut means it's pronounced differently than what you think.
Right. Than us Midwesterners. Well, Måneskin. That Måneskin band.
That's Måneskin.
Have you heard that Måneskin band? They're pretty good.
I don't know why, but that just reminded me of one of my roommates, one of my favorite stories of my roommates from when we worked at Disney. She worked at Star Tours. I've told you this before when we've been going on Star Tours. And someone was like, what kind of ride is this? And she was like, well, it is a flight simulator, blah, 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 and explains it. And the lady turns around and yells to her whole giant group, it's a stimulator!
Even, because now I'm imagining if the seats actually vibrated and stimulated you during the flight, how awesome that would be.
I think you need to cut out the yell of "it's a stimulator" for the intro next time.
It's a stimulator!
It's a stimulator, you guys.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy, because those seats are kind of booty shaped.
Yeah.
So there's like a little oop, like up between your legs.
Yeah.
You could stimulate the hell out of me on those seats, that's for sure.
It could be a stimulator.
And it moves and shakes around.
It could be a stimulator.
It could indeed be a stimulator. Yeah, I'm loving it. Stimulator. Yeah. No, I have fallen down a deep bogey hole that I'm not going to be able to get out of.
For what?
Just in general. Like, it's become a practice now. Mm. But there's some naughty AMSR.
Yeah.
Loki videos on YouTube that you're just supposed to, like, listen to. There's, like, 18 plus not safe for work readings.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston actually did do a reading of a children's book, The Red Necklace.
Mm.
And that's no longer, his version's no longer sold on Amazon in the US. So people have put it up on YouTube for you to listen to him.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
But all the other stuff is like fabricated, impersonators, but yeah. I'll take it, man.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Right.
So there's like ones of positive words of affirmation. It just like makes me cry. Like, yes, me too.
I did two, not one, but two, count them, two meditations for Samhain, and I cried through both of them.
Yeah.
So good job, me.
Oh, I meant to light another candle tonight. I burnt one this morning.
Also, there's this tarot reader on. What do you call it that I like to watch on YouTube that I like to watch? She does just general readings. She doesn't even do individual readings, but she did one for Samhain. And the first thing that she card that she picked for Scorpios were strength. And I just started crying because on strength is a lion. And I was like, Sid's saying hi to me. Sid is saying hi to you. And then, but her version of the strength card didn't even have a lion on it because it was just a different deck. And I was like, nope, he's still saying hi. And then at the end, she pulled trinkets out of a little thing and she accidentally pulled two. And one was a butterfly and blah, blah, blah. This is the message from your ancestors. And then she pulled a diamond ring. And was like, you know, there might be a marriage in your future. And I was like, nope, that was Grandma Jean saying hi to me. That was...
yep, your diamond ring on your hand.
I wear my grandma's diamond ring every day. So that was my Grandma Jean saying hi to me.
Hey, playa.
So that was nice. But yeah, I did two different meditations for Samhain and just cried. So
I did do a card reading today. I got a fat raise at work.
What?
Like, I didn't even tell my husband how much.
Good, you shouldn't.
That's how nice it is.
Yeah, no, that use that money for your trips and stuff. Don't tell him.
Yeah, I'm just going to hide it.
He doesn't deserve to know anything.
So today I asked my cards. I was like, all right, I want a money card reading. Like, tell me, like, what month is my future with this raise? And they were all wands.
Mm-hmm.
Two upside down wands and one right side up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, like wands are generally very positive, but when they're upside down, they're like, you done fucked up, Aaron.
Yeah, there are a lot of positive wand cards.
So it was like two of wands reversed, page of wands reversed, and five of wands upright, which is conflict.
Yeah, no, I was going to say five of wands upright isn't one of the positive cards.
Right. So I think I'm just going to keep that amount to myself, cause conflict. But like the other ones are, you know, if you do past, present, future, you know, it's like, you done fucked up. Let's not do that again.
So it was calling you out, huh?
Yeah, it was totally calling me out on my past money woes.
I hate it when the cards do that.
Yeah.
When they're like, you're a bitch or whatever.
I've done a few other readings like in the last week. Tube, and just because I'm like working from home, I'm like, oh, what's my day like at work today? And they've actually been pretty spot on. It's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. I've experienced the same thing. let's see, when do, oh, so I hate it when the car, I want, like, I want stunning insights. I don't want the cards to tell me things
that you already know.
That I
yeah,
already
they
know.
They just fucking validate our feelings.
I don't need you to tell me shit that yeah. I know already. So then I say, tell me something I don't know about this. I'll ask them that specifically. And every time I have done that, the answers have been cuckoo banana pants. That make no goddamn sense. And I'm like, come on. Like, I just want you to tell me, like, listen, I just want you to gossip. I want you to
spill some tea.
I just want you to tell me the hot tea.
Spill some tea.
I want some interesting insights.
I don't need the shade. Spill some tea.
But it'll just be like, just complete, utter nonsense. And I'm like, great.
That's funny.
Tell me something I don't know.
Yeah.
The chariot. What?
Oh, Aries came to me in a dream too last week. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm so glad he was coming to say hi to you.
He was all over my dreams. His like ram horn symbol everywhere. Actually, I had to Google it, and it was like, this is the astrological sign for Aries. I was like, thanks for saying hi.
Yeah.
I blame you. You're hanging out here all night.
It is my fault. It's completely my fault.
Mm-hmm.
I am guessing that he has also been showing up to my clairvoyant, because I have not been doing my work with him lately. So I bet he was just being like, ahem. Ahem.
Bitch, you ain't listening to me, so I'm going to tap all your other people.
Yeah.
Because I texted you the next morning. I was like, hey.
Yeah.
Aries bugged me last night.
Yeah.
There's something you should be doing.
I just haven't been checking in with him. I just haven't been, you know. So, I mean, I
what
started
do you,
to say,
what do you leave for him? Do you have a little altar for him or anything?
Yeah, I do. I do. I haven't given him an offering at all lately, though. So maybe I'll just pour him some peanut butter whiskey and leave that out there.
Yeah. I gave Loki some cherry moonshine today.
Oh, that's nice.
I thought he had peanut butter whiskey the rest of the week. So I thought he liked something sweet for Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, it is that. We're watching Coco right now because it is Dia de los Muertos.
Mm-hmm.
So
I lit all my candles. I got 13 candles going.
Mm-hmm.
I got the offerings going.
Good. Good.
Did some meditation. Burnt the rest of my dragon blood this morning and almost killed myself again.
Did your...
Is that another sign? Like, should I... Is Freya trying to murder me?
No.
No, I'm just allergic to tree sap, apparently.
Right. I know.
I did Google that to see what the fuck that was. Like, dragon's blood is tree sap from a palm tree. It's like, oh.
There were blue jays in the tree, and they were just all screaming on my way into the house the other day. And I was like, somebody's trying to get my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was like 300 blue jays just being like, ah! I'm a fucking blue jay!
Yeah, Loki bugged me in my dreams last night, too. He came to me as a wolf, and then bugs. Like, you and I had little natty bugs all over our bodies that were biting us. And in my dream, I was like, all right, fucking A, Loki, leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
And they all disappeared after that. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Jesus. I got your back. Calm down.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, and I'm kind of bummed that the dragon's blood literally makes my throat scratchy and close up.
What's
I supposed to burn for her? For Freya?
I
gotta find more, something else.
So inside, I burn red candles for Aries, and then outside, I do my stronger fragrance stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, this way reaches him better.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoors.
Well, see, I have my little candle twirly thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like that, like, blows stuff up to them.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to take a look at my little setup I got going on.
What, on your altar?
Yeah.
On your ofrenda?
Mm-hmm.
I dig it. I'll go check out what you've got going on.
Yeah.
Did you and Catherine talk at all about Dia de los Muertos?
I encouraged her to go say hello to her relatives tonight.
Good.
So, but I don't know if she ever did.
Yeah.
But she likes the ofrenda. I have pictures of all our dead relatives.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at Karen and Scott's over the weekend. She actually has the top shelf of her curio cabinet, her altar. She has like a big thing like Catherine does in her room and mm-hmm. her kitchen. And each level is sectioned off for her things. And the top shelf are all the relatives and animals.
I love that.
That have passed away. So,
yeah. I mean, I have my shrine to Sid.
Mm-hmm.
Then I also put a picture of our old cats on his shrine.
Yeah, there you go.
Frisky and Biscuit.
So I really liked that she had like an ofrenda too.
Yeah.
So
I was feeling that. That is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a party on Friday night and I was like, yeah, I really can't handle doing two things in the same weekend.
Mm.
I've been pushing myself too hard being social. The pandemic made me not be social and I'm like struggling with this.
We did so much shit this weekend. We partied like it was 2019.
Yeah.
How'd that go? We did a trunk or treat for like an hour Friday night. Then we went to dinner in public.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did a walk in the rain at Glenlore Trails. And then Saturday, we did a tailgate party outside in the rain, eating chili and watching football and drinking. And then a Saturday night, I took the girls to Scott and Karen's Halloween party. We got to see all of our demon lobster friends. And then Sunday was trick-or-treating. And my aunt called me and was like, hey, want to go to a cider mill Sunday morning? I was like, a Sunday? I was like, I can go in the morning for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
So we got up kind of early. Well, we slept in a little bit. I didn't push everyone out the door. I was like, I kind of want to be out the door by 10:30-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So we went up to Spicer's. We did a walk through the corn maze. We bought some apples. I bought a case of wine. Like we ate the donuts, drank the cider, did all those things. Came home at 1, got to rest a tiny bit. And then we went to a friend's house for dinner at 4. And trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And then back home. I was like, I haven't done this much shit literally since 2019.
Yeah, that's too much. Mm-hmm. It's too much. I can't handle doing too much.
It was a lot. Like, Scott wanted, it was our anniversary too on Sunday.
Yeah, it was.
And I initially wanted to go out to lunch somewhere nice because I knew we were doing dinner somewhere else. And we ended up at a cider mill. So Monday night, Scott's like, hey, let's go out to dinner tonight. I was like, I can't. I'm like, I haven't showered in days. And then the house looked like it looked when you walked in. I was like, I can't leave my house looking like this. And I'm not put together. I don't have any more energy in me to do my makeup one more time this weekend and get dressed and be a functioning human being. Like, I did it all weekend. I can't do it anymore. And I was just like, honey, you can bring dinner home or can we just go out another time, please? Because I am just not feeling it. So, God, I love it when the cat, like, comes and gets him. Like, you motherfucker.
Yes.
I'm going to fucking bite your bony Pepita. Ass head off.
Pepita.
And shit down your neck.
Yeah. Fuck you.
I love it that the bell falls on him again. Anyway, Coco, if you haven't seen it, go see it. Oh, anyway, yeah, so it was a busy-ass weekend. I was bummed you didn't get to make it out to their house, so.
I know. I know.
There was a solid number of people there.
I just was, so. I couldn't. I even bought a costume for it, and I couldn't.
Were you going to be Taco Loki?
No, I was going to be Mothman. I wanted to be Mothman, goddammit. I've been wanting to be Mothman. I wanted to be Mothman. I bought the stuff to be Mothman. And then I didn't come.
Mothman Loki?
Yeah. Although, in my defense.
Anina was a pirate. She found one of my corsets downstairs and put it on over a blouse. She's like, I found one of your a little like vest thingy that's real tight. I was like, oh, a corset? She's like, yeah. She found a cupless corset. It's like, oh, honey, I am glad your boobs aren't as big as mine because you look good in that. You don't look perverted. So, anyway. Oh, go home. No conditions. Make Mama Coco remember.
Papa Hector.
Make her remember.
Yeah, I went to a sexy party, sexy dress up party on Friday.
Did you look at Isla's Instagram?
No, I didn't look.
I'll find it. Go ahead. Sexy dress up party.
Yes. And, I have this partner who lives in New York now, who comes back, but his wife and family still live in Michigan because his wife is like, fuck you, I'm not moving to New York. I hate New York. But that was where he could find work. So he works and lives in New York, and his wife and children are here. And we try to meet up when he is here for a long time. And okay. Oh, okay, Isla.
Right? I don't even know what she's trying to be. Are you like a naughty frau? Are you a naughty nurse? Like, I just... It's a mishmash kind of outfit here. I took a screenshot so we could like zoom in on that shit.
Yeah, it's a good question. So my partner.
Plus someone took that picture. She's not holding a camera.
My partner asked.
Who took the picture?
Asked what I was doing on Friday. Partner asked what I was doing on Friday. And so I told him that I was going to a party at. Yeah, it's weird. Party at. My friend's house in Oak Park, and that is not far from where he lives with his family. Mm. I was like, oh, is this a play party? And I'm like, yes, it is. So he's like, yeah, I'm gonna come to that play party. And I asked him if he was still friends with our mutual friend on FetLife. And he was like, yeah, I'm still his friend. I'll invite myself. And even the host messaged me right after and was like, so-and-so is coming. And I was like, yeah, I told him to. Yeah. You may thank me for that. So my partner asked if I would bring a towel for him.
A towel?
Yes. You are required to have towels at naked parties. Don't sit on other people's shit with your nasty ass.
Nasty butt juice butts.
Right. And don't be doing dirty sexy things
with your cunt juices.
Without a towel underneath you. You lay down the towel for the sexy times.
He didn't want his wife to know he was going to a sexy party and take one of their towels?
His situation with his wife is kind of don't ask, don't tell. Right? Like, she knows. He's also been a sex worker in the past when they've been married for men. Right? So, like, it's a we're not going to talk about this kind of a situation. Right? So, he and I had a great time. We did rope, which I was like, he asked if I like it. And I said, I like it when it's slow and sensual. And he did it slower and sensualer than anybody ever.
Oh, that's fancy.
Isn't that great?
That's great.
Yeah. So it was.
Look at you having a good time. It was super, with one of your favorite people.
We had a super fun time. But then after doing rope with me and more rope and sexy times and more sexy times, after spending many hours with me, he starts hooking up with somebody else. And I am like ready to go. And he's fucking on my towel.
Guess you're not getting that one back.
Oh, no. I stayed and I left Thomas's house in Oak Park at 2:30 in the morning. And got back at 3:30 in the morning. And so on Saturday, when I was like, I'm going to come to Scott and Karen's. No, I'm not. I'm just going to do nothing.
Yeah. Start early. They started at like 3.
That was almost worse, actually. Like, that felt worse almost.
Like, you could have gone from like 3 to 6.
No, but I wasn't even like functional or ready. Like, what I actually sort of needed was that whole day to just like rest and do nothing before I had to like pussy up and go out again. But what I did instead was my parents and I finished all Only Murders in the Building. And so that was. And then I also ate some Jenny's ice cream. And I was like, yeah, I'm really enjoying being undressed, like wearing pajamas and not being out. So, yeah, that was the choice I made. Oh, I also, on Halloween, wore my adorable Nightmare Before Christmas dress.
Fun. I love it.
Isn't that adorable?
Yes. Did you take Crouton around with you, too?
Yep. Yep, we matched.
Excellent.
We
matchy.
We matchy matched. So yeah, it was a good. It was a really good time.
We took the babies to Scott and Karen's. They were Sarah had her Maleficent dress on, and Joe still had his black cloak. So
yeah, Joe's hanging out right here. I'm kind of on Joe.
Yeah.
We were snuggling.
So Catherine was baby Loki. I got her a little green sweater. She found her Renaissance crown.
Oh.
With the little jewel, it's gold, little jewel. So yeah, she wore that.
I love it.
And I bought her a stuffed gator to carry around with her as like Gator Loki. So yeah, we had a good time. And Anina came as a pirate. So Scott had to stay home.
Why is that?
He had 11 beers at Pete's house.
Oh, for crap's sake.
I guess to his credit, he did get dressed. He changed into his army fatigues to hang out at a party with us. But like, I'm like, he's laying on the couch, looks half dead. I was like, we need to go. And he's like, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was so mad. I was so mad. So he left his phone in the car. And I got in the car to drive away. I was like, all right, girls, it's just us. And Anina's like, oh, Scott's phone is in the car. And I was just like, so?
Amazing.
And I was like, Anina, will you go take this into him? Because if I do, I will throw it at his head. So there was that. And I used all his gas.
This part makes me cry every time.
Oh, I know. Coco goes over with them.
And, even the part earlier Hector, when Hector steps on it for the first time and he's worried it's not going to work.
Yep.
That makes me cry. Like, everybody else cries when Miguel sings Remember Me
to
Mama Coco. But I cry when Hector steps on the Sempasuchil Bridge for the first time and looks uncertain about it, and then it works. And I was like, that's all he ever wanted.
That's all he ever wanted.
This is what he wanted.
It's like, what? How old do you think Mama Coco was? Almost 90, right?
Yeah, probably.
So he spent like 85 years not being able to cross that bridge.
Yeah.
Because his ex-wife had brainwashed everyone so hard.
Right.
And poor Mama Coco. I can't believe Mama Coco never put his picture on the ofrenda once.
Right?
Like, that would have been the first thing I would have done after my mother died.
Same. Once Mama Imelda died, I would have also put my...
I would have put my dad's picture up, and I would have been like, music for everyone!
Yeah. I get that.
Then we don't have a movie.
You're right. Yeah. Right. I think about that kind of stuff all the time. I'm like, this would be so much easier and it'd be finished if just this, but then
we don't have a movie.
You don't have a story. You don't have a story.
We have other stories. You can tell a story without being toxic and without having to do dumb shit to get through shit.
That's actually what Joseph's and my entire witch book is about, that we're working on.
It's where, like, being good humans.
Being good humans. So yeah. So there is, in our world that we're developing, your emotions charge the magic.
Mm.
And, you know, they recommend not doing magic for, you know, negative emotion. You can sometimes, if you're afraid for your life, you can do a fear spell to get you to safety, right? Mm-hmm. Like, those sorts of things are reasonable, but you don't want to,
You don't want to use anger.
Yeah, and you also don't want to just be like doing anxiety spells left and right. Like, I could do fear spells all day with how much anxiety I have.
Right.
So guess what the students do every afternoon? Magical fucking therapy to manage their emotions, to powerfully charge their magic.
Fucking therapy.
Fucking therapy. Because you know what, every single...
Is this for adults or teenagers? No. Why are we fucking magical, in the middle of the day?
Magical therapy.
Magical fucking therapy. I believe therapy. That fucking is a positive emotion and would create great magic.
It's not an emotion. It's an action. But...
I'm not according to those fucking lichen porn books I keep reading.
You're still on those, huh?
The author I've been reading just released another book on the 26th, and of course I had it finished by the 27th. Now I have to wait till January for another one. Her fucking novellas, because she can't write more than 200 pages.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so they go to magical therapy every afternoon and learn how to cope with emotion. Do emotion regulation exercises. Because, Jesus fucking Christ, every single child in Harry Potter needs therapy so goddamn bad.
Yes.
Especially Harry.
Yes.
But they're just like, good luck.
He just goes from one abusive relationship to the next.
Mm-hmm.
How does he even turn out good?
Yeah, it's weird.
His wife must hate him.
No. I read this one fanfic about them as adults. So, let's see. Harry was like being weird about food, you know, because he'd always grown up with food insecurity at the Dursleys. And, you know, Ginny had to be like, honey, I'm never going to like punish you with food. Like you will, I'm never going to not give you food. We will always have food.
I'm surprised he didn't actually end up in the opposite direction and weigh like 300 pounds.
And then the other way around, you know, because he's a trust fund baby, they go shopping and she's trying to be all like really skimpy on all of the money. And he's like, sweetheart, we're rich. Like,
we can get new books, don't have to get used.
Right. So
we also don't have to pass wands down from one kid to the next.
I just thought that, yeah, right. I just thought that was really kind of sweet, and like dealing with the like past traumas and the ways that you are raised and the ways you learn to deal with things, you know.
I mean, that's why I love a good sale. That's why I usually don't buy things full price, because we had to buy everything on clearance.
Yeah,
but I like a good clearance deal.
Oh, it, you know what? There is something.
But I also know I don't have to shop clearance if I don't want to.
Getting a great clearance deal for something you love and want, that's a fucking dopamine hit right there. Like, that is a
my
feeling.
My $15 prom dress.
God, that's great.
My $250 Jessica McClintock dress I got for $15.
God damn, that's great. That gets me wet just thinking about it.
Best deal ever.
Truly. I have a Jessica McClintock dress with tags on it, but it had a sash around the middle that's gone. But I'm like, I could still get a good.
Yeah, she died last year.
I know.
You can get good. I could probably still sell my wedding dress. It's not a wedding dress. It looks like a wedding dress. It's a prom dress. It's a white prom dress that looks like a goddamn wedding dress.
Yeah.
The friend I bought it with, he bought a club shirt that night, and he was like, I paid more for my shirt than you did that massive dress. I was like, yup. He was like, damn. I gotta go shopping with me.
Well, my friend Lindsay, so when she got married, I still worked at 12 Oaks, and there was a Jessica McClintock store.
Mm, yeah, I loved going in there.
Right there. And she bought the first dress she tried on. That was her wedding dress. So when Jessica McClintock died, she like pulled out her dress and tried it on, and her daughters were both like, Mommy, you're beautiful.
Yeah, it was a sad day.
Yeah, it was.
Jessica's part of our lives.
Major part of the mm-hmm. 90s. Mm-hmm. Major 90s icon.
I always thought I'd get married in a Jessica McClintock, to tell you the truth.
Because she was iconic.
She still is iconic. Yeah.
She is still iconic. Yeah, so I'm wondering how much missing the sash is going to cost.
I doubt anyone will notice.
Yes, they will. It's got a big like thing from here to here. Oh. Like it clearly needs a sash.
Why don't you have one made?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah.
Krista could make you one. She says to find a similar
fabric,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it pink satin?
No, it's a weird green brown.
Oh, I know exactly what green brown you're talking about. 90s green brown. Like a mix between olive and army green.
Yeah. Listen. It's a great color.
Is it shimmery?
Yes.
Yes, I know exactly what color you're talking about.
And it's a homecoming. It's a short dress. It's a homecoming dress. And it's got weird green brown flowers on top. Yeah. I mean, this dress, it's clearly iconic. Like, it is clearly amazing.
We should just do like a brown sash with it.
Yeah, maybe.
Like a complimentary color. Because that would have been a thing she would have done. In her designs.
Mm-hmm.
is done the green dress with the brown sash.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I see that.
I see it. I love it. What? So you finished moving on to content. We've been jabbering on for a while.
It's okay.
You finished Only Murders in the Building.
We did.
Delightful.
Yes. Delightful.
I need to finish watching it. I stopped. I still haven't moved forward with it. So I'm on the Sting episode.
Oh God, that's so good. Yeah. My parents wanted to start over from the beginning and see if they saw any clues this time.
Ooh.
And we watched the first episode and my dad was devastated that he didn't see any new clues. Mm. There was no new information that he picked up this time.
Yeah. Probably that third episode, though, when she does that video work, there's probably some extra clues in there.
I think that it's a really well-crafted story, and I don't think there's a ton of extra clues. Like, I just don't. I mean, you know, but I like looking for those things all the time anyway, right?
Even I'm on my third watch through of Bridgerton. Actually, I need to finish the last two
episodes. I was just about to bring up Bridgerton. You were noticing Penelope in the background? Because I was.
No, I never noticed additional clues. Maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
But she was always there anyway.
Right. Right. But there were certain, she has said in interviews that there were certain scenes where she was just like, I should be there. I should be in this cut. You should have, like, the lady Whistledown writes about this, so I need to be in the background on this scene, you know. So like she did that a couple times, she said, where she was like, you guys, shouldn't I be in this one? Shouldn't I be in this shot?
Shouldn't I just be hanging out?
Shouldn't you see me?
Back?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I love the when she talks about the Queen's garden party and nothing happened.
Yep.
She wasn't there.
So she yep.
Just, she just called she it out.
Yep.
Nothing happened.
She wasn't at it. My garden party.
What? What do you mean nothing happened?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. We tried to watch some Halloween movies. I haven't really watched anything crazy this week. I rewatched most of Bridgerton. Catherine keeps leaving the TV on and walking away. So every time she does that, I've been posting on Facebook. It's like up to four times now in the last week. She does it multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Today, I was sitting at the desk working, and I noticed she had been gone for several episodes before I leaned back and took a picture from around the corner. Being like, God damn it, City Greens.
I saw that. I saw that.
But yeah, no, we're just living our best life. I have family drama on Saturday. It is go through Grandpa's house and take the shit you want day.
Do you have to go?
I asked my aunt Denise at his funeral if she wanted me there, and she said, yes, please.
Aww.
So I could record who takes what.
I see.
So I am literally just an extra pair of hands to witness and write down stuff. But it was funny. I was like, record, and I held up my phone like I was taking a video. Or record, right with my hand. She was like, both, maybe? I am seriously thinking, I'm like, should we have a cop there? Like, do we call the cops and be like, hey, can we have a officer at this location while we go through our dad's belongings?
They probably won't. That's going to be a long time.
Yeah.
They probably won't send somebody to hang out there for that whole time.
Yeah.
You probably, like, if you were in a domestic violence situation and were like, I need a cop here to escort me from the house, like, that's something they would do.
Yeah.
But
I know they do that, and, like, they escort people when they get kicked out of apartments and stuff, so.
But I don't think we're.
I wish I knew, like, an off-duty cop that would come hang out.
I'm not friends with cops. I don't know fucking cops.
Scott's uncle's a retired cop, but he lives in Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Not Wayne. He lives like out by, I don't know, east of here.
So I told you I smashed through all of season two of Lock and Key already.
Yes.
And let's see. I've been just like picking away at Arrested Development for the billionth time because I love that show. That is my Schitt's Creek. I have seen it so many times I can quote it. I finally finished season one of Broadchurch, which I started watching literal years ago. And I was like, maybe I want to know who the murderer really was. Maybe I want to know the answer to that.
Oh, yeah. I think I only watched one or two episodes of that.
Patrick and I have one episode left on Squid Game. Season six, mm-hmm. or episode six, made me sob. Mm-hmm. It made me sob so bad that I went to look and read articles on it to like process my feelings because it made me sob so hard.
Aww.
So, I mean, you know that the game, people play games and children's games and then die.
Yes.
So, you know, in the previous ones, they have teams, like they have a team where you work with people, right? And so this one, they're like, you know, make a team of two. So you think you're working with that person.
You're working against them.
And so all these like friends, yeah. Like there was a husband and wife team.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And so like everybody picks their best friend in there. And you're working against them.
Stop.
Devastating. Just fucking heartbreaking.
I feel like they should have known better.
Yeah, me too. But they didn't.
Mm. Oh, that makes me sad just hearing about that.
Oh, it was crushing. I mean, I literally cried. And there's one where one of the guys is about to win and he actually feels bad and is like crushed, and then his friend fucking tricks him and gets him killed because he's got to win, just like fucking ruthless.
Mm-hmm.
And that one destroyed me.
Mm-hmm.
Like crying. And then there was another one where these two girls who were friends, who you both are kind of invested in them, decide that they're not going to play. They're just going to do like a game of chance right at the end. They're just, because it was marbles, and they said you can play whatever marbles game you want, and you just have to get your person's, you know, all 10 of their marbles. So they just sat and talked the whole time and told their life stories. And, you know, the one had a really fucked up life and the other one had like family and stuff who she wanted a better. I mean, they both had really fucked up lives. And the one totally just like deliberately threw the game. So, and she was like, you have to win. You have to get out of here. And she's like, thanks for playing with me. I was like, and then she gets shot. It was fucking devastating. Devastating. So that fucked me up this week.
That's fucked up.
The whole thing is totally
fucked
up.
That's why I'm not going to watch it. Like, it's fucked up. I don't need that type of negativity in my life.
Yeah, no. I asked Patrick if we could watch something happier after this. Because it's real messed up. Oh, and I just started, like, for no good reason, I watched the first episode of Veronica Mars last night. I think that the first season of Veronica Mars is perfect television. Perfect television. And I will stand by that. It is a perfect season of TV. And then it just gets fucking weird.
Yeah.
So, is it time to wrap up? Is that what
no,
you're...
No, no. I'm getting a weird interference. So I was trying to figure out what it is. I think it might be your phone. Like a really faint, like, crackling.
I was trying really hard to, I was just opening my thing to look and remember what the fuck I'd been watching.
Yeah, I'd never
lately.
Heard it before. So I don't know. I don't know. It is weird.
This is great content. I hope you guys are all enjoying this.
Try it again.
No, it's okay. Oh, and I finished season 3 of What We Do in the Shadows, which was delightful.
Cute.
My dad thinks the show, like, I'll turn it on after we watch Only Murders in the Building because they're both on Hulu. My dad will sit there and watch the whole thing and be like, this is so stupid.
But he can't look away.
Right. Yep. But I mean, it is stupid. They're all idiots and I enjoy it. They're all fucking dumbasses.
Yeah. You know, I have a low tolerance for dumbasses on TV.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as much as It's Always Sunny is an amazing show, I can't. And even Arrested Development, sometimes I'm like, I can't. And so I do love Shadows, but I think I've gotten to the point where I'm like, I don't know if I can anymore. It's like season 3, right?
Yeah.
So I powered through the first 2 seasons and now we're on season 3 and I got like 3 or 4 episodes in and I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck. Why are these dumbasses in control? Who died and made them kings? Oh, I know.
No, I love but Arrested Development. People were talking about that in the group Snape is an Incel, where it was like, what character do you love but you would hate them as a person? And I was like, every single person on Arrested Development, I love all of those characters and I would not want to meet them or be friends with them right in person. And one of the very popular answers was Jake Peralta. They were like, yeah, he's great on that show and I do not want to know that guy.
Yeah, he is kind of annoying.
Yeah, right?
I want to be friends with Rosa, that's for sure.
Oh, fuck yeah. She's great. So,
even Adrian. Pimento.
Yeah.
He's fucked up. I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, I do like him.
Jake would be just that annoying guy, that annoying know-it-all guy.
Oh my god, he would be
like,
so fucking annoying if you met him in person.
Roll your eyes at every time you see him.
Stop opening your mouth. I don't even care what you have to say. Just Charles,
tell me more about livers, please.
Right.
Like anything.
Yeah. Yep.
Now that's why Gina's just like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like all the time.
Yes. She's got a point.
Oh, man. Well, this is a good episode. Where are we at? Oh, yeah, we're at 50. Anything else?
Yeah, I had other things.
There's that random news story. I don't know if we want to be a Debbie Downer, though. I don't have to talk about it. It's not like I'm invested in it or not.
Yes. Okay. So my next door neighbor had a mouse in their office. And I tell that to people and they go, a pet mouse?
Because real quick, a mouse dropped on Scott from the ceiling downstairs this weekend. He called me at the party. He was like, what does the hamster look like? I'm like, why? It should be in a bin. It's like brown and white. He's like, okay, I got a gray mouse on me. I'm throwing it outside. I just want to make sure it wasn't the hamster.
I don't remember if you remember the story, or I don't know if you remember the story, but I remember telling it, which was that when my parents were redoing their kitchen, my dad was gone on the all-male fishing trip. I was up in the middle of the night, and they had like the whole thing ripped out. The stove was still there, but the whole top part was ripped out because they were replacing the whole thing. So there's a hole in the wall because that's where the vent fan vent thing goes. There's a big old, just, you know, like long 3-inch hole in the wall, up and down 3 inches, like, you know, easily a foot by 3 inches roughly. And I'm just standing there and just a mouse fucking falls out of the wall right in front of me. And I start screaming because that was terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, you do live in the country. I'm like country adjacent, so we do get a lot of critters here. And when we redid our bathroom, there was a lot of critter evidence in mm-hmm. the walls. So, like, we have mice. They don't bug us. We don't hear them anymore. Like, we definitely had some living in the walls a few years ago. And
yeah.
Scott found some holes outside and plugged them up. And we have had them in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we put like mice deterrents like out in the garage, like to keep them away. But yeah, like to have one fall out of the ceiling, like adjacent to him. Oh, Maisie found him real quick.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Real quick and trapped him and started playing with him. Scott's like, all right, let me get that cat.
Yeah.
So at least we know Maisie can do a job if we have to.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. I went and met my friend's foster kittens over the weekend.
Fun.
So that was what I did on Saturday, actually, instead of going to a party.
Did you have another mouse story?
Yeah, I did. Sorry. Yes, my neighbor has a mouse,
mm-hmm.
and it is that kind, the kind that falls out of your walls.
Mm-hmm.
It is not her pet mouse in her therapy office, because that's what everybody asks, because apparently they just can't imagine. So I had to take all my food home.
How many mice are eating all of our food in our offices at U of M that
oh
no one's
God.
Been in for 2 years?
Oh, my God. Yes. So, but like, yeah, it's in a basket with a lid, but like, it's a basket that a mouse could chew through.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just been like, the last 3 days, I've been like, Jesus fucking Christ, I'm starving. Because I'm used to eating out of my basket of snacks, you know? And I just had this realization yesterday where I was like, I can't do school and work and feed myself. Like, one of the things ends up failing. One of the things
what
ends
if you
up
just
going
got like an ankle cooler and put all your snacks in there.
Yeah, I should think about that. I was actually thinking of like one of those document lock boxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's metal.
Yeah, I'll just get you a little igloo cooler.
Little guy can't get into that.
Yeah. He's not gonna chew through that plastic.
You're right. He's not gonna chew through the plastic.
And then
plastic
you can
of a
keep
cooler.
That on your desk or wherever your basket was.
Yeah. What's on my
Want me to buy you one? Do you need a Grogu igloo cooler?
Maybe.
How about a mystery machine?
Maybe.
They They have all sorts of cool igloo coolers on their official website.
Maybe. So yeah, I
igloo cooler, not
took all my snacks home, and I just have been starving because I can't feed myself and work and go to school because I'm not smart enough. And because I'm stupid, because I started talking about this before when you told me to vamp, I am also doing National Novel Writing Month. What is wrong with me?
You're just like, you're putting yourself out there. You're doing all the things. We're making up for lost time.
Well, I'm trying to fix 2020 right now. Is that what I'm doing?
We got 2 months to fix and process 2020.
Yeah.
Before it's 2022.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, our county did away with quarantines. Fuck off. So fucking over people who don't fuck off. There's some sort of outbreak going on in my elementary school right now.
Where your child goes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
How many days? I guess it's been 4 days since Thanksgiving.
Halloween?
Yeah. Halloween, that thing. We should just skip Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas. I don't know what the point of it is anyway.
What the point of Thanksgiving is?
Yeah.
To celebrate the genocide of Native Americans, right?
Correct. Like, I don't need two huge family gatherings real that close to each other.
You want to come to our Thanksgiving?
Pick one or the other.
You want to come to our Thanksgiving?
We're not leaving town this year, which means I might have to go see people, and I don't want to.
Just come to ours. Just say that we were invited first or something.
We haven't been invited anywhere.
Great, you're coming to ours. I have to say, I'm so pissed about this that I dreamed about it. Okay, so in 2019, the Bart Burnses and the Robert Burnses decided they were going to do Thanksgiving in Colorado. Because...
where John lives.
And where Zach lives.
Okay.
So both, they were like, we're going to see our sons and you guys should come too. And Joe and Ashley were never going to do that.
Right.
Because they still both kind of work. So, like, for Thanksgiving, they, like, come up Wednesday, go home Friday, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they have shit to do. They were never going to fly out for a 4-day weekend to Colorado. And my mom was like, yeah, I'm not leaving my grandbaby. Sorry, not sorry. So, we had a really small Thanksgiving in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year was 2020. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have Thanksgiving. Nobody, you know, like, it was all tiny Thanksgivings.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year is 2021. And my Aunt Lori's family decided that, quote unquote, last year doesn't count. And they're doing big Thanksgiving this year. So Lori was like, sorry, guys, I'm not coming to your house. We have not fucking had Thanksgiving with them since 2017. And I'm pissed about it. That's fucking rude. It's fucking rude. You don't get to just like screw up the schedule because that side of the family decided. Like, you don't get to just fuck up your whole schedule. You're picking favorite families.
Yes.
So fuck off. Don't come to ours again, asshole. I don't know. Fuck you.
Well, that's what I did. I picked my sister because she was a destination Thanksgiving, so I didn't have to see Scott's family.
Yeah.
And now that I'm not doing that this year, I'm like, fuck.
You're coming to the Mayville family house.
I'm going somewhere.
Because that is the weekend of Allie's wedding also.
Mm.
So... we, like, nobody's coming to our house for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you come? I'll be
talk to Scott about that.
Mayville Burnses, Marshall Wilhelms.
Yeah.
You'll have a really fun Thanksgiving.
I think Scott and Karen said that it was just going to be... someone else was talking. It was like, yeah, it's just us. Come over. I forget who it was.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Allison. I don't know. I have options if I want.
Well, you're invited to ours. Because
I wish my mother would have a plan already, you know.
Oh, Cheryl's not invited.
I know, but like her father just died.
Yeah.
I don't think I can ditch my mom.
I got you.
Because last year it was just us. Scott Wilhelms, iPhone 11. Fucking husband connecting shit to speakers in the house. I'm just waiting for whatever metal song is going to come out of that to scream across my Alexa into my podcast.
Yep. It's gonna happen.
Nothing's happened yet though.
It's weird.
Ugh. Anyway.
It's weird.
Yeah, so like my grandpa's dead, my mom's family doesn't talk to her. So last year it was like my parents and us and my grandpa
mm-hmm.
here in my house.
Yeah.
Because John and his wife ate with her family because we didn't want 20-person Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah, and we went to Jenny's when Isla was here in 2019. So, yeah, we didn't go anywhere last year either.
Yeah, because it's a pandemic.
Yeah.
Is that why you're not going this year? Why aren't you going to Jenny's this year? Oh, you're laughing. There's a story here.
I'm going to England
oh.
on the 1st.
Oh, oh, oh.
A week after Thanksgiving.
Right. So you don't... Right, 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 right.
So it's a little more involved than just that, but...
Right. No, yeah, I get that. Yes.
So, yeah. It was suggested that maybe we don't come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. I get that.
And we should come down for Christmas instead. And I'm like, well, I'm not ditching other people for Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'll go down the day after Christmas. And I do have, I did make hotel reservations already
mm-hmm.
in their area to go down after Christmas. But.
Right.
Oh, I think Anina's changed her mind on spring break and wants to go to Disney World now.
Aww.
So if you want to join us for spring break in Disney World, let me know.
I don't have money. I'm poor right now.
I got a raise.
I'm poor right now.
Vacations for everyone.
I don't have money right now.
My tarot will yell at me again.
I dipped
fucking
in.
Bitch, stop spending your money.
I dipped into my inheritance again, and I really need to fucking stop doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I need to stop. There is so much less of it than there should be.
Mm.
And it does not exist to, like, it's not supposed to be to cushion my living for a few years and then go back. Like, that's not what it's for. That's not the purpose. I told myself over the summer that I didn't have to work so that I could just focus on grad school. Well, I took 10 credit hours because I was a goddamn idiot. But I don't get to keep doing that. I do not get to keep doing that. I don't get to say, I'm in grad school. I need this money. And keep dipping in because that's bad. That's not good. That's not the point. I'm not supposed to fucking spend it all. Jesus Christ, Maggie, what are you doing with all your money? There is a reason it is in my savings at the... away bank. It is at the educational credit union.
There's the bank that you can't get to.
Yes, it is at the bank I cannot get to. There is a reason for that. And the reason is so it's just not in my fucking savings that I can transfer from easily all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I need to not, I'm not supposed to have, like, if my, I mean, it's not any of their fucking business, but if they knew how much I had spent of it, they would shit their fucking pants. They would lose their goddamn minds.
That's none of their business.
It isn't any of their business.
So.
I'm going to die in the climate wars.
I keep seeing that meme going around, why Gen X won't invest in their future because we're all going to die in a nuclear holocaust. So
yeah.
It's legit, man. Like, I have serious money investment hesitancy.
I do too.
And I don't know if it's because I grew up with money insecurities and, like, I don't. And I saw what happened to relatives in the crash of 2008, where they lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to lose everything. I worked too hard for that.
Yeah.
I just want to YOLO, you know?
I get it. I agree. I mean, and, like, I also think, like, how much would it suck to like, die young and not have done anything? To just
right.
be like...
To just be saving everything for a rainy day and then you never get to see that rainy day.
Right. Or to be like, you know, oh, I'm saving it all so I can travel when I retire and then you don't make it to retirement and you never got to travel.
Right? Just, like, travel now.
Just do it now.
Just do it now.
I mean, my parents just, like, don't understand or see that. Like, they don't understand why that is my view on it.
We don't have rose-colored glasses like our parents do.
Yeah.
You know, like, we have a lot of trauma growing up in the 80s and 2000s. And
yeah,
we've gone through so many recessions.
Yeah.
We've seen lives crumble. I mean, it right. wasn't the stock market crash of 1932. It wasn't the Great Depression yet, but it feels like it.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I legit talked to my cousin Dave. I'm like, he didn't offer any advice. He probably never does, but... I was like, legit, I need someone to talk me into investing because I don't want to. That's, like, the last thing I want to do with my money.
Right.
So.
I mean, I'm about to get $100,000 in Comerica stocks.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I'm keeping that in stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick was like, you should diversify. And I'm like, how about you shut the fuck up?
Scott has money in some pretty aggressive annuities.
Yeah.
And every time we withdraw, like we withdrew a substantial amount this year to help with paying off bills and doing stuff around the house. That wasn't our plan. Our plan was to like to take this smaller chunk every year.
Mm-hmm.
But we took that initial chunk out in January and we had earned half of it back.
Yeah.
By the end of summer, within like 5 months. And we looked at each other. I was like, we're never going to be able to spend all this money down. And
I know. Rich people are fucking assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you see things about their lives, you're just like, are you fucking serious right now? Like, you just made that back in a second.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Yeah. But it's all in these investment portfolios that are just doing real well right now. I'm sure they'll slow down next year, but right now stocks are doing real good.
I mean, same with the Comerica ones. Like they're just been like,
yep,
really a lot.
So,
but like, anyway. Here's the thing. My parents or my grandparents did have a very diversified portfolio. That's why I was like, shut the fuck up to Patrick. My grandparents did have a very diversified portfolio. And my aunt and dad are hacking it up and doing payouts. And one of the things to hack up is all of this, like, Comerica stock. It's not like my grandparents only had Comerica stock. That's just what I'm fucking inheriting. Oh my God.
That's just this year's present.
That is just the right now
next
part.
Year it will be a farm.
Yeah, right. I was actually talking to my dad about the farm. He was like, yeah, it's actually on a hill too. So it's very defensible from a military standpoint. Because I was talking about us going up there. I was like, Shannon wants the address for the climate wars. And he was like, 663. And I was like, you're not helping.
Oh, too funny.
Oh my God, I forgot to tell you. No, I did tell you, but I forgot to say it on the podcast. My my aunt and uncle's house that like shares the property with my grandparents' house, mm-hmm. it's finally been sold.
Oh, they sold it.
They sold the house that they've been trying to sell for years and they sold it to strangers. So now
didn't buy it?
No. No.
Did they ask him?
No, but we had some serious discussions about it,
uh-huh.
But my dad ultimately decided that he didn't want to be responsible for two houses.
Right. Or Dune that got fucked up.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't want to be in charge of any of this. So, first of all, they have a pro-life sticker on their truck.
Mm.
Hooray.
Mm-hmm.
And then they found out while they were doing all the things that my grandpa built the garage on their property.
Oh.
Yeah, which is insane.
So do you lose a garage?
I mean, no. They just took some of our land from the back part of the lot, which also is insane to me.
Like you do.
I was like, they did what now?
Like a city planner in Muskegon does. Oh, okay. Well, we'll just take this corner here. They're not going to miss it.
Basically. I was like, shouldn't there have been some kind of discussion about that?
No, you just get a letter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cities can do shit like that.
I mean, they clearly just did.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a little pissed where he was like, yeah, this was the right thing to do, but I really wish you'd talked to us about it first.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have made a little phone call? Mm-hmm. Nobody could have called?
Nope. Get a letter after it's done.
Yeah. But, I mean, that is shocking to me, and my brother would support what I am about to say, which is that my grandfather was so particular about everything. I'm shocked. I mean, knowing him, I have to feel like he knew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to feel like he knew that he was building not on his own land for that. Like, he was so meticulous about every single thing. I just can't believe he didn't know that that wasn't his part of the property.
Right. Is it like the whole front?
Mm-mm, it's part of it.
Just like a corner.
Yeah.
Of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Good, because I still want to buy that garage and convert it into a cabin.
Okay. Sounds good.
Kind of joking.
Only partially.
No, partially joking.
Only partially. All right, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up like a dick.
Like a dick. Oh, wait, I was going to tell the one more story. I started to. On Saturday, I went to visit my friend with her kittens the foster kittens, and they are all named after lakes, like global lakes, not like Michigan, Huron, Havasu. Erie. But Sutton, and this one is named...
Dead.
Gast... that was actually hilarious. Gastrar, or something like that, where she was like, that's a terrible name for a cat. And
yeah,
she
that's
says...
that's a thing she did.
She didn't. It was this was the Humane Society. She's fostering them for the Humane Society because they suspected to have had ringworms, so they needed them fostered and quarantined. But she had gotten the news that morning that they did not have ringworms, so she invited me over to come meet the kittens.
Hello, kitten playdate.
Hello, kitten playdate. And I held them and I was like, "Are you Quark Skylark? Are you Quark Skylark? And are you Quark Skylark?" And so the one named Gastrar, or whatever it is, Gastard, she said that for a while she was calling him Gaston, and then I told her that he looked like Sid so much. And she said, yeah, I've just been calling him Little Sid.
Aww.
Let me tell you how much I loved Little Sid. He was precious and perfect, and I kept on being like, are you Quark Skylark? And he was the only one who did not give me a no. All the other kittens, like, twisted away and stuff. But he was kind of like, maybe I am.
Maybe that Skylark thing.
Maybe that's me. I asked him it so many times, though, that he's just started being like, what the fuck, lady? and then I pulled tarot cards about that. And the tarot cards, see, this is the kind of shit they say to me.
They're like, don't fuck up, Aaron.
No, it was... it might be fine or it might be terrible and you don't know what to do. Yeah, I'm sure that those are the options, that it might be good. It could be good or bad. And you're right. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I should pull cards. Should I get a puppy? See what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
We're going to do it. We'll do it. Right. Should we do it live?
Yeah, let's do it live.
All right, let me pause. All right,
let's pause.
It'll be an extra long episode for y'all tonight. Okay. Hello? Are we recording? Okay. So how do you, when you do your shuffling, what do you do?
I shuffle while I ask the question.
I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I'm not by the microphone anymore. I had moved my body. I apologize. Listen, I thought we were just talking to each other. I forgot we had a podcast. Listen.
That's how it all started.
Look and listen. All right, so I shuffle the deck while I ask the question. So I would say, what do I need to know about getting a new puppy? What information do I need to know about a puppy? What do you want to tell me about getting a new puppy? These are all the things I'm asking your deck right now.
I'm asking, should I get a new puppy? Should I get a new puppy?
I don't do yes or no's because I'm really bad at reading those. Because I also get nonsense answers for that. Yes, should I get a puppy, yes or no? And then it's Four of Pentacles, which is a card that means don't be stingy with your money. And I'm like, I don't understand what that
means. Treat yourself.
What that means in this context.
All right, but, I'm going to do a three card. Should I do a three card for this?
Yeah, because I've been asking it what you need to know about it. So we don't need to do a yes or no. We can just do...
God damn it. I fucked up AA Ron.
You fucked up AA Ron.
I hit something while I was dealing my cards and it stopped recording. So basically, though, let's just do real quick. We got two of Pentacles.
Which I said, just looking at it, I said, yeah, I mean, that's about balancing responsibilities.
Right. And then we got the Seven of Swords reversed.
Which I said, upright, it's about deception. And so that means in reverse, it can mean self-deception.
Mm-hmm. You lying to yourself.
You lying to yourself.
You think you can handle two dogs, or at least a dog and a puppy. And then we got the King of Wands reversed.
And King of Wands upright is somebody who is very, like, thoughtful and balanced and smart and makes good choices. And so... in the other direction, it can mean that you're being impulsive.
Yes. And when we looked them all up, Maggie was right. So look at these both two infinity symbols. I kind of love it.
Are you impressed with how good I'm getting at
the
tarot?
Yeah, real good. So yeah, so the cards indicate that we probably should not get another puppy because it would be impulsive and I would be overburdened. And the cards are basically being like, nah. Don't do that,
you dumb fuck. They're being like, nah.
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 Not a good idea.
Nah.
Not a good idea. All right, we can wrap it up.
All right, you guys, find us.
Submit your questions.
No. Yeah.
We could do
tarot readings.
We could do readings.
We would be fine with that. That would be fun. It would be fun. Yeah, find us all the places, you guys, where you listen to your favorite podcast. Rate and review us. Be like, these bitches are crazy and have no idea what they're doing. 5 stars.
5 stars.
Yeah.
Now they think they tarot card gypsies. 5 stars.
Your friend with the least amount of shit together is now doing tarot card readings.
5 stars.
You can also interact with me on Twitter. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 297 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.